Ready for some good news? Yeah, me too. Hi there, I'm your host for the God News You Can Use podcast. My name is Corey Reynolds. Glad you're joining me today. And you know, we've got a brand new podcast each and every Friday, which is not to say I have to do it only once a week because there's not much to talk about. Oh, God is on the move every single second of every day, signs, miracles, and wonders. And I could do a good news story several times throughout the day. But I want to tell you, we narrow this down to the top three. I find some really good ones. And each and every story that I find, I always find how this ties into God's goodness. We get into God's Word immediately after the story. So encourage your friends who need encouragement to listen to the God News You Can Use podcast. Like, follow, share. Easy. God News You Can Use on Facebook and anchor.com. Look for the God News You Can Use podcast. You can hear it in many different, several different ways, places, and a lot of ways to share, too. All right, so let's get right into it with story number one. This is a place I lived as a child, Calabasas, California. And it was kind of a simple, you know, nice little community in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California that, you know, had some nice rolling hills. And it was right by the freeway. And there was a lot to do and see, few houses here and there. And then it turned into sort of this celebrity mecca. Then all the movie stars and the Richie Riches found it, as I like to say. And now you drive through Calabasas. If you go up into the foothills, you see a lot of gated communities and a lot of gates around a lot of big houses. But the hills are still there. And in Calabasas, this one particular day, a young mother had her son just outside the house playing. He's 5 years old, and perhaps it was a gated community, or maybe her whole yard was fenced in, but she heard something that set up all those mothering instincts, and off she went out the door into the yard, only to witness a cougar trying to carry off her son. She did what most any mom would do, take on that cat and save her child. She beat it, she kicked it, she punched it until the cat dropped her five-year-old boy.
The commotion caused by the attack and the boys, you know, screaming alerted the mom who was inside. She ran out and immediately started striking and punching at the lion and managed to fend the lion off of her son. This mom is an absolute hero who saved her son's life. There's no question about it.
Well, eventually, Fish and Wildlife did catch up with the cougar, and they had to do what they had to do so it didn't hurt anybody else. It was about 65 pounds, young, so it really didn't really have that fear of humans built in up to that point. But mom, she was the real hero indeed here. I think any one of us would have done the exact same thing. I know as a mother of two sons myself, now that they're grown up, I'd probably still do it. Even though they're bigger and stronger than me, I'd probably jump in front of a train for those kids. It's just that mothering thing that God puts inside of us. The boy, by the way, he's doing fine. He was in Children's Hospital for a little while there in Los Angeles, recovering from bite wounds, but he went on to tell the tale. And in God's Word, it tells us here, Proverbs 31, 26 and 27, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Sounds like a mom to me. There's plenty in God's Word about mothers, which I love being one, and I know that God really values us. So let's go into story number two. Now, as you hear this recording, it's been a particularly heavy hurricane season in the Atlantic, and there's been a lot of tropical storms and flooding and some hurricanes that have actually reached the mainland, and it's not been a great year for that. In fact, they had so many that they actually got to the bottom of the list of the names they would need for this season. But one thing is for sure, even though we never know when a tropical storm or a hurricane or flooding is coming, we can always count on the Cajun Navy. Out of Louisiana, after each and every hurricane, tropical storm, major weather event, these volunteers load up their boats, jet skis, airboats, whatever floats, and they go looking for those stranded or in danger. And right now, as you hear this, they're still out there helping folks in the aftermath of a storm. And I have to tell you, this is something they do out of the goodness of their hearts. And they got a lot of attention a few years ago, but here's the thing, they didn't take that attention and just go away. They still do this each and every storm. This is what they do. This is what they love. Here in this clip, a reporter catches up with a couple of these guys from Alabama who came to help out clear trees off houses.
And it's just what we do. It's what I was put on earth for. And we like it. We love it. We help people clear the roads, take trees off houses, and just help people that can't help themselves.
All volunteer?
All volunteer, yes, ma'am.
And why do you do this?
Like he said, I was born to do it. I just love helping people.
one of the guys there speaking, David, he actually lost a leg due to an infection after helping out during another storm. And he still goes out there with that prosthetic leg, and he does what he does for our fellow Americans. And this particular day that he was talking to the reporter, it just happens that he broke that prosthetic leg, and he was out there on crutches still doing what he does. I love that. That's the American spirit, and I love it. So we head into Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. And story number three today as we wrap it up is about a hero of a different kind. In Washington, D.C., Taylor Brandt, she's a police officer, been on the job for just a little over a year. She worked the night shift for many of those months, many of those days, those nights as a rookie police officer. And I'm not exactly sure at what point you're no longer a rookie, but if it has anything to do with how many lives you've saved, well, Officer Brandt is long past that.
My name is Officer Brandt. I work in MPD 6th District. I'm on the evening shift, and I've been with MPD for about a year and a half. So in my year on the street, I've used 7 tourniquets and 2 chest seals on various scenes. And it's incredibly important that officers have access to this equipment because, quite frankly, minutes matter when it comes to saving lives and providing medical care to injured citizens.
So how many lives has she saved in just the last year? 9. And her first year on the job, her along with her fellow officers employ something called TECC, Tactical Emergency Casualty Care. And it's helped not only save lives, but change them. Can you imagine how many people that have been saved by cops, likely that changed everything for them? Maybe that was their moment that they turned to God. You know, we know that sometimes in those moments of peril or despair, that's when we make all these promises to God. A lot of people follow through on that, but giving themselves over to the Lord in these situations, that could have been something that not only Officer Brandt did, but many police officers and first responders throughout their shifts and throughout the day, throughout the night, in Officer Brandt's case. That's an amazing piece of dedication right there. Good news. An amazing good news you can use. We call it God news you can use. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It's there for the taking, folks. Find something that will help somebody today. Could be a smile on the street or a helping hand, maybe helping somebody get out to their car with groceries, or maybe just take that opportunity where and when you find it, because God does provide it, to tell them the good news. That is actually the ultimate good news. God news you can use is awesome, but the good news of our Savior, that He came as a man, that He died on the cross, that He was raised again, and that He's coming back. He's an ever-present, ever-living, ever-near loving God, and He will never leave you, never forsake you. And that's the ultimate good news that we need to share. So I hope you were encouraged today with the God News You Can Use podcast. And check it out on Spotify, on Anchor, on Google Podcasts, and iTunes, and Launchpad, and all those other places you find your podcasts. And make sure you like, follow, and share it with your friends, because everybody needs good news. God News You Can Use. Look for a new podcast next Friday. Thanks so much. God bless.